Hello, hello, friends, and welcome back to Consciously with Tegan. We are on episode 2 already. This is so exciting. I'm so happy that this passion project is actually coming to life and that I get to use this platform to talk about things that I care about. So thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting. I'm glad that the first episode was well received. So stay tuned because there's a lot more coming. And today we're going to be talking about the fashion revolution. Essentially, I feel like this is something that is so close to my heart. We talk about why fashion is bad and all the bad things around the fashion industry so often. So we don't actually talk about the solutions. So this is an attempt to talk about one of the solutions to fast fashion. There are a lot of movements and organizations that look at how to reduce the impact of the fast fashion industry and negative impacts of the fashion industry in general. And Fashion Revolution is one of them. The Fashion Revolution is essentially a non-profit global movement, and it spans over the whole world with 75 countries involved, and it aims to reform the fashion industry. And it was really actually inspired by the Rana Plaza building collapse in 2013 in Bangladesh, which was a major tragedy and really became a turning point for the garment industry and kind of clothing industry to take working conditions a bit more seriously for garment workers. So yeah, today we'll be jumping into this conversation and talking about what the fashion revolution is and how you can get involved. And essentially we'll be talking with Sophia, who is the head of the fashion revolution in South Africa. She is our country coordinator here, and she's going to give us a whole bunch of insights. So I hope you enjoy the interview we have, and yeah, let's get into it. Well, hello and welcome to episode 2 of Consciously with Tegan. Today we have on a very special guest. We have Saf from Fashion Revolution, and she is here to tell us all the exciting fun things that's happening with Fashion Revolution Week coming up and the movement in that space. So Saf, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience? What do you do? How did you end up where you are now? Tell me a bit more about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and have this conversation with you. So I'm the country coordinator, or one of the country coordinators for Fashion Revolution South Africa. So I'm running the team here in South Africa. Fashion Revolution is a global movement. So we have teams all over the country. I think currently we have about 75 teams. So we're quite a big movement, and we've been around for 10 years. I, as the country coordinator, I wear a lot of hats, I guess. I manage the kind of like day-to-day operations, so thinking about projects, campaigns, fundraising, but also just thinking about how we can spread awareness and grow our, you know, brand as an organization within the space. I kind of came into the team in 2020, just before COVID, as a volunteer. So I've been around for a while, but recently stepped into the space as the leader around July last year, officially. So still relatively new, but yeah, there's a lot of exciting things happening. Like you just mentioned, our campaign coming up. We've already posted some of the adverts. So we're hoping that you've all checked out our Instagram page and can RSVP to attend. We've been working hard to get that all going.
Yeah. Yeah. And you say you wear a lot of hats. You literally, I've seen it. You're doing the social media, you're doing the planning, coordinating, managing the events, fundraising, everything. I can imagine it's so much to handle and like to do all as one person. But again, when you're fighting for something you care about, that work doesn't fully feel like work half the time. I mean, a lot of the time it does. It's still.
But it's one of those. Everything is work, right? All these conversations, but it's not draining work. And it's, I feel like I'm growing a lot. And one of the things I'm working also very hard at doing is managing the people that join our space, because we've kind of had quite a fluctuating team. We were a bigger team at some point, and then we became a smaller team, and then it was just like one person, and then it was like three of us, and now we have at least I think 16 people on board. So it's been insane to see like how much we've also grown over the last few months. But I guess that's shows that all the work that we've been putting in is making a difference. But then it does mean that there's a lot of work in managing people, making sure they feel onboarded, have a space within our organization that they feel like they're adding value and having an impact. So yeah, this campaign has been also quite a nice way to really mobilize everybody and give those like tasks and also do more things that we haven't been able to do in the past. So yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. No, it is really exciting. And I mean, I just recently joined the team. I love it. I love connecting with all the people that have such similar interests, but such different backgrounds. So everyone has such a unique perspective on a topic that has been spoken about in length. For example, like clothing swaps, and you know, we plan this thing, we talk all these conversations, and it's really a fruitful space, especially if you are wanting to go into that into a career one day, like I would like to do. So you are coordinating, working with Fashion Revolution, but a lot of people don't actually know what Fashion Revolution is. So I would love it if you just explain what it is, what their goal is, why they started, and then if you wouldn't mind sharing what drew you to it personally. So what it is, and then your personal connection.
Sure. So as a movement, Fashion Revolution started officially 10 years ago, but the origin story is actually quite a sad one. Well, tragic, actually. It was in April the 24th in 2013. Rana Plaza, which was a collection of buildings containing also garment factories. It had structural cracks the day before, and all the other tenants had kind of evacuated because of the, you know, safety concerns. But the garment factory owners kind of forced all the garment workers to come in the next day despite the safety concerns. And in the morning, the building collapsed and it trapped all the garment workers. You know, quite a few managed to escape, but there were more than 2,500 workers injured, but tragically 1,134 garment workers were killed during this collapse. And jeez, it's one of the largest disasters in Bangladesh and even in our time, as far as like, you know, garment factory disasters go. And it's not even the first of its kind, it's just the first of that magnitude. There have been so many other, you know, disasters relating to fashion where it's cost people's lives and livelihoods, but also our planet. Like, fashion as an industry is so destructive, and I think that, you know, there have been some conversations around it, but with this particular moment in time, two ladies, Carrie Summers and Ursula de Castro, they got together and they started Fashion Revolution, because their whole like motto at the time was that no one should have to die for fashion. And so they started Fashion Revolution. And I think with this particular disaster, we also noticed they could see the labels for some of those brands that had their clothes made in that factory. And so it also brought to life like who these brands are. And I think it started that conversation around, actually, where are our clothes being made and who's making them? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't have any of that information. When we buy clothes, we just see made in China. But who was that person that made it? And was the whole process made in China? Where in China? And where did the fabric come from? And what was the person paid? And, you know, what is their story? Like, we don't see any of that. And I think that's why we kind of started, like, our main hashtag is who made my clothes? And they've got a few other variations on that, like I made your clothes, who made my fabric, and I made your bag, or all of these types of things. And the idea is to kind of empower the people behind the clothing and bring them to life and show that it's a person at the end of the day that has to, you know, make me wear. And we're just so far removed from it. And that's kind of what Fashion Revolution is trying to do. So like our main, I guess, tenet is transparency. So we, as a movement, are trying to push for more transparency within the industry. Not to say that transparency is sustainability, but it's the starting point, right? How do you even fix a problem if you don't even know where they are? So that's kind of what we are trying to do. We have a transparency index that we publish, or the global team publish, every year. I think they started in 2017, so there have been a few editions since then, and it's also grown, and it's been a really good tool for starting those conversations with brands and getting them to also interrogate their supply chains and understand, like, where are these factories and who are these people? So it's quite an important movement, and it's been going strong for 10 years now. And in South Africa, we've been around 9 years or so. So we've also been around for quite a while. I kind of came across it through my sister, actually, because Cyril Nyker, who used to be the country coordinator, he gave a talk at the school. And he had spoken about Fashion Revolution. And she kind of came to me and was like, this is something that I think you would really love. And so, yeah, when I heard about Fashion Revolution at the time, I was kind of working in finance. So I was like kind of grappling with this, you know, like I've got this background in economics and I'm also really passionate about like social justice and development and growth and all of these things. But I also really care about the environment and I also really like fashion, but I didn't know like how am I supposed to merge all these different interests and passions into like one kind of career, because I didn't see them as being like complementary or that they could work together. And when I heard about Fashion Revolution, I was like, this is actually a space where I can be involved in fashion, but advocating for social justice and environmental justice. And yeah, that's kind of, it was just a no-brainer for me when I heard about it. And I kind of had been incessantly emailing them to be like, can I be involved? What can I do? Here's my CV. This is what I care about. and I think they got tired of me pestering. I'm like, you know what, just you run the show.
Just
now.
Come join, join the team. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot more conversations than that. And I, and I still have like some kind of imposter syndrome sometimes. I'm like, am I the right person to do this job, because I'm not from fashion, and you know, I'm still figuring things out.
Oh, you can
out,
say that but... again. Yeah.
But you know, it's the main thing that I think I always try to remind myself is that this is something I'm passionate about, and not being in the space can also be a good thing, because it gives you the capacity to question things more, because you don't take things for granted. And you can kind of also interrogate the space as a consumer and someone who's not been already you know, embedded in the fashion system. So that's how I try to console myself. So that was a very long explanation.
No, it was so good. There's so many things that you've touched on that have resonated so deeply with me. I mean, I also definitely that imposter syndrome. I'm like, what do I know about fashion? I wore black leggings and a black hoodie my whole life, and now all of a sudden I like fashion. Like, what? So I definitely, I'm relating to you there. But sure, it's
really hard when you like fashion and then you're also confronted with how bad it is, and you feel almost this guilt. At least I sometimes feel that, of like not wanting to consume fashion or not knowing how to do it, because it's just, such a complex space, right?
Yes, and there's, it's
that
also
doesn't mean you
like,
shouldn't enjoy fashion.
Oh, 100%, 100%. We need to take away that, like, almost that kind of competition, I find. Like, I see, I've just recently started watching Ugly Betty, and I'm just finished it. And it's really, obviously, it's around a fashion magazine, and there's, like, a lot of competition, and who's wearing the best outfit, and it's very much about, like, the, what's the best look, and what's the best way to style it, but again, if you go down to the brass tacks, it's about like, how do you express yourself and all of that. And I think that's the best way to counteract that imposter syndrome, because just be yourself, take it away and take away all that extra stuff. And then it kind of comes down to the root of who you are. And it's a really nice way to, to be introspective and reflect. But you touched on something there that something else that I love. And I always give this advice to people, like, if you want something, go after it. Harp on the people, email them, do what you need to do, and push yourself into the space you want to get into. Because I mean, you say like you had this interest sparked.
And I think what you're saying is, it's especially important, I think, as a woman to be more not demanding. I'm trying to find the right word, because I don't want to say pushy or like aggressive, but definitely more like
assertive.
Assertive. And yeah, if you know you want something and that it's a space you should be in, you go for it. And 100%. Yeah, you shouldn't doubt yourself. And I guess there's a little motivation for everyone else out there who's like looking to get into spaces like the sustainable fashion space or anything else that you know you have your heart set on. It's just about you taking that initiative and taking up that space.
100%. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because what I wanted to say, but I was like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't say it. I don't know men that have imposter syndrome. I don't know a single, I couldn't give you an example of a man that that has these issues that I find so often women have. We're like, oh, I don't know, I'm probably not good enough. Like, it's such an important thing that I think we forget so often, that we deserve to be in the spaces that we want to be in. And if we work hard, like, you know, you've paved your way to be there. But again, a couple of emails will take you far. And yeah. I'm finding but that with my research now.
Yeah. And at the same time, it's like also knowing that you might not know everything, but being open enough to learn and grow. And I think that's something I do try. I'm like not out here to be like, I'm running the show and I know everything and I'm like, everyone needs to listen to me. And, you know, I rely so much on like Leandra, who is my co-country coordinator, who is in the fashion industry and like has a fashion education background. I rely a lot on her, and I, you know, even the volunteers and everyone who joins our space, everyone has a valid perspective because we all wear clothes. We all are consumers of fashion. Yes. So we have, you know, some input and perspective that's useful. And so kind of also saying that, like, I'm just here to like help everybody else and also do what I can, but make space for other people who might know more than me and might have, you know, more to offer. But, and I think that's like such an important thing when you're in the sustainability space in general, is that collaboration, that I feel like sometimes I'm struggling with it when I come across organizations that don't really seem open because they are quite competitive still, because maybe they have come from a corporate background. But when we are in the space that we are trying to do something for the greater good, right, like thinking about our people and the planet, we do need to work together. And there's that strength in that unity, but also like accepting that other people might also have a role to play and making space for that.
Oh my gosh, I literally couldn't say that. Yes, I couldn't have said that any better. Like, you hit the nail on the head. And you know what's so funny is, no matter what space I'm in, if I'm in a sustainable fashion space, if I'm in an academic space, if I'm working at my mom's company in sustainable tourism, it's always coming down to this. It always comes down to the same thing, like collaboration and using people's strengths and uplifting others. That's exactly the way forward. And again, as you said, like, if we have a common goal, that's the goal. That's what we need to work towards. That's why I really like interacting with people who care about sustainability and climate change, because at the end of the day, we all might have different perspectives, but we all know climate change, bad. Environmental degradation, bad. We can all in our unique way work towards this one goal. And it brings that sense of community. And I find, like, growing up, you know, first year, 2020, COVID times, like, I didn't really get much community. I didn't get much community. So I had such a desire. I mean, and you said you started with Fashion Revolution in 2020, around COVID times as well. So
I had like reached out at the time, but there was nothing to do as well, because like I had just reached out and then it was like lockdown, everyone's at home. And then it's like, you've got all this energy and excitement for this thing that you've just come across, but then there's nothing you can do, because a lot of the work we were doing was in person and these like, you know, talks and swaps and everything else. And so there was a lot of just like, okay, I was also still dealing with my own mental health and like dealing with, you know, the lockdown and having to also accept that, okay, I've got this thing that I really want to do, but I don't, like, the world is potentially ending. Let's just take that time to just be and survive and not get COVID. And then, you know, we can always come back later. And I think when some of the restrictions eased, and there was a digital fashion show. And so there was like some things you could do around that and like talking about it, but it was still very like social media based. And then now only like in the last like year and a half, we've actually been able to start doing more in-person events. And so, and with that, we often do quite a lot of work around the Fashion Revolution Week campaign, and I've been lucky enough to be involved in like some of those things. But this year it's a whole different experience, because this year I'm like the country coordinator, so leading all of these projects and managing the different teams, but also,
and there's a lot of projects.
There's a lot of exciting things that we've got going. And maybe if I can just talk about them now, just so that all the listeners can know what we've been up to and what they can look forward to.
They need to know the exciting things that are coming up, because I will be at most of them, if not all of them, if barring my my dissertation responsibilities. But I just wanted to add that it's just such a good community to come into, and then joining these kinds of events, that is the way, you know, you can get involved in something that's bigger than yourself, and you can work towards something that is a global goal. So yeah, like attending these events, showing up, oh, it's, there's nothing like it. So please, yeah, tell me all the exciting things, even though I know.
Yeah, but I mean, firstly, maybe just to say like what Fashion Revolution Week is, but it's our annual campaign. So it's a global campaign. So everywhere across the world, the country teams will be having events throughout this week. And the idea is that it surrounds the anniversary of Rana Plaza. So as much as it is like a, you know, time to think and reflect on Rana Plaza and mourn those lives, it's also about a time of mobilizing the community so that we can actually start having these conversations. Because I think in the day-to-day, you kind of like forget about everything. And it's like, you know, this is a time something really tragic happened and we need to get together to really amplify our movement and like these conversations. And so we have a variety of events that just get the community together, introduce people to Fashion Revolution, introduce them to like other people who are also passionate about the space. So this year, because it's 10 years of Fashion Revolution, normally the week, the campaign is 1 week, so 7 days, but this year it's actually 10 days to mark 10 years of Fashion Revolution. And it's going to be from the 15th of April to the 24th of April. So ending on the anniversary of Rana Plaza, the Rana Plaza disaster. And we've just got a few like events that, yeah, should be easy enough for anyone to attend. And like the kind of theme this year is how to be a fashion revolutionary. And so it's kind of like going back to our roots and like understanding, you know, we've been campaigning in for 10 years and we've learned a lot and we've, you know, grown a lot. And there's so many people within our movement that have experience that they can impart on new people who want to join the movement and kind of making it seem less daunting. Like, you know, what is it to be an activist? It doesn't have to be this, you know, this bigger idea that we have in our mind. Like being an activist is just being a part of this conversation, you listening to this and thinking differently about things, coming to our events, you know, just wearing your clothes longer, all of these things. But I won't get into all of that. But in terms of like what we've got planned so far, we've got a film screening that's taking place on Wednesday, the 17th of April. So that's we're showing the Fashion Reimagined documentary that came out 2 years ago, I think. So it's a relatively new documentary. It's really great. A film screening is free, so anybody can attend. We're also hoping to get some free snacks for everyone, like some popcorn. So it's really just for you to come, pitch up, and engage. And whatever you walk away from it is up to you. We want to try and also encourage you to engage with other people by having conversations beforehand and afterwards to like reflect on the film. But even if you just come and learn something new, like that's our goal, just to be exposed to what's happening in the industry. And yeah, so that's happening on Wednesday at Berta House. So it's in Mowbray. And then on Friday, there's a fashion show taking place in Musenberg. So this is a collaboration with Pattern Nation, Blue Priest, and The Priesthood. They're a collective of like fashion designers, like streetwear fashion. They make their own prints, and it's like just really amazing. There's going to be a DJ there, so it's going to be quite a vibe. But Friday night, Musenberg. Again, it's free, and you don't even need to RSVP. You can just show up, and it's going to be a good time. So that's what we have on Friday. And then on Saturday, we're doing a Mend in Public Day. And what's cool about this is that it's actually a global event. So all over the world, all the country teams are going to have this same event on the same day. So it's going to be, we're having ours in the Greenpoint Park. And so we're kind of, the idea of this day is to gather in public and do some mending as a stance against fast fashion and like throwaway culture. So that building on that idea of, you know, loved clothes last and looking after your clothes and having a, you know, better relationship with how you look after them. We're kind of opening it up as well to anyone who just wants to do something with their hands, like a craft-based activity. So we're also going to have encourage people to come with like knitting or crocheting or embroidery. We want to have a variety of resources available, so if you want to experiment with new techniques, like you really want to try fabric painting, like you've got a shirt you want to paint something on, or like, you know, just other ways that you can really just experiment and learn, and it's meant to just be a bit fun, but also connecting with the community. And then we're also going to have some of our volunteers there to teach people specific techniques. So if you wanted to learn how to mend a hole in your jersey, you know, we'll have somebody there to teach you how to do that. We're also going to have some mending kits available, so if anyone wants to buy one to take home, so that they can actually take these skills that they learn and then use it as they go forward on this new journey of like taking care of their clothes. So there'll be no excuses. It's a free event, just come through and spend the day with us at Greenpoint Park. If you're not close by but you have some skills and you want to really do something, again, please do. So we also want to encourage everyone like to organize their own events. Like, this is happening all over the world. You don't have to come to something that we're organizing. You know, this is a global movement. It's for anyone and everyone. So if you've got some friends that you want to like work with and teach them some things, please do so. Just tag us so that we can also share and show the world like what we get up to in South Africa. So that's happening. And then on the Sunday, the 21st, we're going to have a clothing swap. We're still finalizing the venue, but we're going to share the final posters when we have all the details. But this one, you will have an entrance fee of 50 rand, but it will work quite similar to normal clothing swaps. You come with up to 10 items on the day. They get quality checked. We give you tokens on the ones that pass the quality checks, and then you can get new to you items. So yeah, so it's pretty nice way to also refresh your wardrobe and pass on, you know, your clothes that someone else might also really appreciate and have a new journey with. So yeah, and that's kind of the main things that we have planned. But we've also received quite a lot of interest, and like I said, it's for anyone to also get involved. So if you also want to, if you have an idea for something you would like to do in that week, please reach out to us and we can see if there's a way to support you, because this really is just for everybody. And yeah, we're not here to gatekeep or anything like that.
Yeah, like as I said, the community. It's about the community and what the community wants to do. And I love that, because also a lot of people have ideas. Like, something I've learned being a student in a student community, a lot of people have ideas and they're like, oh, I have this really cool event that I'd love to host, but like, where do I go? This is such a good opportunity for that. Like, it's a good space to showcase your ideas and your event management skills. And it's a good way to practice for the real world one day. You know, if you're going to be in a job that needs you to host events, like, it's a great, you know, it's giving back to the community, but you also get so much out of the experience of being involved as a team member. You know, you can practice your communication and your organizing, all of that good stuff.
That's what we really want to do as well. It's like be a space to also help people kind of grow in the movement, that, you know, if there's a particular skill you want to work on and develop, how can we help with that? And so we do have like a volunteer form that you can access via our link tree. So if you are interested, you know, there's ways that you can get involved, even if it is just being there on the day so that we have extra hands to do, you know, do the quality checks, or, you know, make sure that everybody's okay and has a seat at the show or things like that. So really anyone can be part of the movement. And again, with that, it's super flexible and like up to you, like how much time you put in. So there's no expectation to do a certain number of hours or be available all the time. It's just about like what capacity you have. And even by just sharing our posters and telling people about our movement, that is a huge help. And that's a way to like give back to us as well. So I think don't undermine the value you can add. Like, just talking about it is a big thing.
100%. So yeah, it was a lot of information that we've communicated, but I'm going to put all the links in the show notes below, and then also the link tree. I'll also put that link in there so people can get involved and volunteer. But I, for one, am so excited for Fashion Revolution Week. It's coming up soon, and I'm looking forward to it. It's also around the time where my dissertation like proposal is, so I'm gonna desperately cling on to these fun moments as like my enjoyment, like my breakaway from the studies. And yeah, I'm just really, really excited for it. Are there any last words, any last things you'd like to share before we round off for the day?
I guess the only thing I just maybe would like to say is that we've obviously been working very hard to try and have these events be as accessible to everybody, so we're you know, getting resources so that you can show up and have things to fix your clothes with, and have people available to teach you, that you can come to our shows, like the film screening and everything else. And so if you aren't able to attend, but you really want to support, if you're able to spare like 50 Rand, even 100 Rand to donate to our organization, that will just make it so much easier for us to cover these costs and make it more accessible for people, but also in future for us to have more events like this, because we really want to challenge this whole idea that, you know, it's only accessible to a certain group of people who have the money and means to get there and be in those spaces. And, you know, fashion affects all of us, and we all want everyone to be able to be there and learn and meet other people. And so we really do rely a lot on donations, because we're a nonprofit company. So maybe if I can also share the, we have like a little Yoko link. So if you want to make a small like online payment, you can do it on your phone with like Apple Pay. So it's super easy. Any small amount will make a huge difference to us. And just to share what we're doing with everyone that you think would be interested. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'll definitely put that in the show notes as well. So a lot of juicy resources there in the show notes. So definitely take a look when you're done listening to this episode. But yeah, thank you so much for sharing more about Fashion Revolution, a bit more about yourself. As I've already said in length, I'm very, very much looking forward to Fashion Revolution Week. And yeah, thanks again. And I hope you enjoyed our chat.
Yeah, it was really great. And yeah, hoping to see more people come through. And yeah, all the best with your proposal and the studies. And yeah, with your podcast as well. Thank you again for having me. Yeah. And
well, I hope you are feeling a little bit inspired, a little bit more educated on the whole topic. And yeah, I'd love to see you at Fashion Revolution Week. Get active, get involved, make some besties in the industry. It's just going to be an all-around fun time. So yeah, make sure to take a look at the show notes below for all the information that I said I would share. And stay tuned for more coming soon.